Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medino.
This morning, church, if you have your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. Verse 1 and verse 2. I shared this message last week, but in the Spanish. Which I usually do, the same one. But now in the Spanish, we're a little bit ahead with some verses. But this morning, I want to share with you the title of the message is "The Outside is Good, but the Inside is Better." The outside is good, but the inside is better. And we're going to see in the Word of God why I title this my message. In the Spanish, it was a little bit different. I think it was a little bit too heavy. It was with filter or without filter. But today we changed it up. The outside is good, but the inside is better. And it reads, "There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a choice and a handsome son whose name was Saul." So this man, a mighty man of power, had a son, as we're reading, and it says, "There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel." Now, look what it says. "From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. So Kish, the father, had a son." The Bible says he was handsome. "And there was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people." So he was a young, good-looking man. Now, we just read about this man, Kish. He was a wealthy and influential family man. And the Bible says that he's from the tribe of Benjamin. And it says that he had a choice and handsome son whose name was Saul. What we're going to learn today is that how, if you remember, Israel wanted a king. But it wasn't the timing of God. But they wanted a king like the rest of the nations. someone they could see in person, someone they can touch, someone they could where they could say, you know what, we have a king ourselves like the rest. And God tells Samuel to tell them, if that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. And Samuel broke it down of, you know, what they were asking for. And he tells them, if that's what you want, just know that it's going to be different. Because if you remember, God did have a timing of a king for them, but it was very different to what they wanted. So when you go to chapter 9, because there's something about how image is powerful. Social media is powerful. Even advertising is powerful because of the images, the pictures, the colors. It attracts. And for some reason, the Bible, it mentions specifically about this handsome man named Saul, Samuel's son. And that's what people look at or they admire, is the images. Now, I want to make it clear, there's nothing wrong with images. There's nothing wrong to have what someone else might have. But in the Bible, you will learn that everything, there's nothing like doing everything in God's will, God's timing, where we can count the cost, where we can sit down and see what's really going on. And it gets my attention too that in this verse 1 and 2, you will not, or you don't see the name of God. And many believe it's because this was not of God. But this is something about what they wanted. And that is not to say, because God has the last word. God, many times you will see in the Bible, he permits. He gives permission. And that's why verse 1 and verse 2, you don't see God mentioned, because now we're going to find out that they're going to get what they want. So the Bible says, when you read in, I believe it's in 2 Samuel, the Bible teaches about David. When David was a shepherd, that was his calling. David is a shepherd. And Samuel, God tells Samuel, hey, go to this family and there's a young man, there's someone there who's going to be the next king. So Samuel, he's just going after, he's watching the outside. But God had already someone in store. And when you read in 2 Samuel, chapter 16, matter of fact, if they could put it, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7, I want you to see this. Now, remember the title, okay? The outside is good, but the inside is better. Look what he says. 1 Samuel, I'm sorry. And just look exactly what the Bible says. Can you put verse 6? They're in training, so, you know, I got to. Look what he says. Oh, right here. That's good right there. It's the whole verse. He says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his what? Appearance. See, and there's nothing wrong with appearance. I want you to get that. Nothing wrong with a good image. He says, the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature. What does it say here? Just leave it there. But in 1 Samuel chapter 9, what does it say? He was a handsome man. Not a more handsome person was among the children of Israel. No one else like him. And the Bible says, from his shoulders upward, he was taller than any other people. He was, let's just say he was 7 foot tall. Good looking. Amen. Thin, six pack, and all that stuff. And here, it says, don't look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. See, God is looking more beyond. It's not just the outside, but God is looking at something further. And it says, because I have refused him. And then he says, for the Lord does not see as man sees. See, us men or human beings, we many times, everyone for the most part, they base themselves on the outside. This is the one. Or he fits in. It's real easy. Again, image, appearance, nothing wrong with it. But we need to remember that God sees, he goes deeper. And it says, for the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance. You know, that's why they say, you know, what's the saying in the business world? Dress for success. They'll tell you, you know, wear a suit. You want an upgrade? Wear a suit. It does help. But it's more than that. You don't know who that person is. At the airport or at the bus. The outside looks beautiful. It looks powerful. It gets your attention. But look what the Bible says. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord, what? Looks at the heart. So the outside is good, but the inside is better. That's powerful, church. Now, think about it this way. Imagine you have both. The appearance, the image, but the inside is even better. As a believer in Christ, they see Jesus in you. They see your walk with the Lord. They see how you speak. They see how you show up. They see how you present yourself. They see that you're a man of your word. They see integrity. They see character in your life. They see what's on the inside. The image, the outside is good, but the inside is even better. And so easy, and a lot of people, many people have the image, the appearance, the charisma, but they lack the inside. Always, you know, it's so easy to just live life like nobody knows, but God knows. And that's my message this morning, church, is that as believers in Christ, as disciples of Christ, as followers, that we always work on the inside. Our behavior. Who we really are. That they can see Jesus in us. That it's not just about the charisma, how we do things, or what people think about us. Because the way I preach, or the way they worship, or the way they give a class, or the works that we do, the good works that we do. And all that is good, church. But if we can combine that with the deeper part, the deeper stuff on the inside our heart, that we have a pure heart, a clean heart, a loving heart that loves God and loves people. That we have what the Bible talks about in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit. That we have joy, we have peace, we're patient. We love people. We learn, hear me, we learn to forgive. I mean, think about it. Imagine you have everything, all the appearance, all the good looks, all the good works, the charisma. You have, but inside you're bitter. We're bitter. Can be bitter. We haven't learned how to forgive. We have a hard time, you know, to see a person. That's why the outside is good, but the inside is better. The inside is better. And if you would ask me, I would work on the inside first before anything. Because you can have all the money. You can have all the fame. You can have all the attention of what people might think about you. But the reality is that on the inside, you're empty. You're sad. You're not satisfied. Let me give you. Let me talk to you about another person real quick. As a matter of fact, this person was one of David's three sons, Absalom. Now, if you'll put this scripture for me, please. 2 Samuel chapter 14. Now, you got to remember, Absalom, at this time, he was very popular. Everybody knew who he was. He had a lot of followers on Facebook, Instagram. He was an influencer, right? Influencer. He was popular in Israel. And you know that the reason why they say that Israel was attracted, as we just mentioned right now, to King Saul, because what? Again, because of his good lookings. But I want you to see something. We can learn something right here. Look what it says. 2 Samuel 14, verse 25 and 26. Hallelujah. It says, now in all Israel, there was no one. See, this is what I want you to get. Who was praised as much as Absalom. For his what? His good looks. There it is again. He was the most praised in all of Israel for his good looks. Now notice the Bible says, from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. This guy was almost perfect, man. But look at verse 26. And when he cut the hair of his head, at the end of every year, he cut it because it was heavy on him. When he cut it, he weighed the hair of his head as 200 shekels according to the king's standard. Wow. Some say that it was like around 5.5 pounds of hair. And he took pride on his hair. But you know what happened? When you look at the story, when you read his story, he went sideways. And his ending wasn't very good. Matter of fact, the Bible says, right there in 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. I'm just giving you a quick version. Because I want you to see something. Because it talks about what we just read. And it talks about his hair. And how every year he would cut it. That was his glory. He took pride in that. How many know we got to be careful, church? When we take pride or we have something in us that we, you know, that's our glory. And the Bible says, and Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth, so he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him went on. Many believe that he was hanging from his hair. Someone said, what was his glory was now his curse. We got to be careful, church. Got to be careful. It's not all about the, you know. No, I was going to say it was too heavy. No. Remember not go there, because then, you know, and it's funny too, but we got to be careful. Let's just say God has blessed you. Let not that be your glory. Just be grateful that God has blessed you. Amen. If he blessed you with big shoulders, praise God. He blessed you with a big back, praise God. He blessed you with a great image, praise God. You know what I'm trying to get to. But let's be careful. Work Let's work on the inside, the heart. So, give me 5 minutes, I'm done. That's why let's work, hear me, let's work in our spiritual walk. Let's go back to the basics. Prayer. Read the Word of God. Have some devotion time with God in His presence. Let's fellowship amongst our brothers and sisters, our tribe in Christ. And let's share Jesus with others of what God is doing in us. Keep doing what you're doing, church. Keep looking good. Keep working out. Keep going to the gym. Keep up that diet. Whatever you're doing. Amen. You want to look good? You want to look cute? Pretty? Praise God. If you're married, you look cute and pretty for your husband or your wife. Stay off limits. I said, stay off limits. Rejoice with the women, the Bible says, of your youth. See, don't work out. Don't try to look good for somebody else. Amen. You only have eyes for your husband or your wife. And that's the reason why, church, the way I see it, because God has put it in my heart and I've read it, I read it, and I've read it, that if I want to be the best version of myself, if I want to be healthy or I want longevity, is because number one, and I'm speaking as myself as a preacher or my calling as a pastor ministry, is because I want to finish my race well. I want to fulfill my assignment well. Even though God has the last word, our days are counted. But because I already know that many things in life is because of the choices we make. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I can't be doing something that can bring damage to my health. And if something happens, I can't say, God, why did you do it? No, it wasn't God. We chose to go that route. And yes, God has the last word, our days accounted. But if we're wise enough, church, if we are wise enough, we ought to do what we can with everything we can, and the results, God gives them. And if I want to live life long, again, I want to fulfill my assignment, my calling. Number one, I want to live a long life with my wife. Then I want to see my grandchildren. I want to see my children get married. I want to see them, their children, see my grandchildren, great, and all that stuff. Again, the outside is good, but the inside is better. And I want to encourage you, church, this morning, work on the inside. Maybe the outside for you, it's up here, and the inside is way down here. Or maybe your heart, your spiritual things are way up here, and your image is way down here. Like, you don't even comb your hair. You don't shower. Lazy. Never iron your clothes. You know what I'm saying? Because then we get this little thought, this little attitude, like, well, it don't matter what people think. It's just, you know, it's just me and God. No, it's not about that, church. Amen? You want to look the best for God, for his glory and honor. Because we are the image of who? The image of God. We are God's children. There's some that you only put one eyelash because you're lazy to put the other one on. You get the point, right? Everything for his glory and honor. Amen. Please stand this morning, church. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.